ईश्वर परम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद श्री श्री ब्रह्म संहिता की श्री गौतम हरे कृष्ण. So, some are going to get first initiation, that is, they're going to get the initiation for receiving Hare Krishna Mahamantra and getting admission in a very special university called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, where exclusively the spiritual subject matter to the highest degree is studied, and so those fortunate souls are getting first initiation and admission to the spiritual life through the Lotus Lotus Feet in ISKCON, and some are going to get promoted to the second initiation by receiving the ISKCON. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna Prema. The basis of distributing Krishna Prema was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, Mahaprabhu gave this Mahamantra. And through the Mahamantra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made arrangement to distribute Krishna Prema. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been considered to be the most beneficent. Namo Mahavadanaya, Mahavadanaya, the most magnanimous, the most beneficent. Krishna Prema Pradaya, he distributes Krishna Prema. So, we are very fortunate to come in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the greatest good fortune one can ever receive. And although we are born in a very degraded age of Kali, but we have one very good fortune, great good fortune. That is, somehow or other, we have been exposed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow or other, we have been able to, we have been allowed to receive the teachings of Sri Chaitanya. So this is the greatest good fortune that one can get out. Mahavadana, Anarkita Sarinchita, what was never ever given before. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given that. And what is that? Krishna Prema. How to get it? Just chant Hare Krishna. Because by chanting Hare Krishna, our lost relationship with Krishna will revive. Our relationship with Krishna will be revived just by chanting. And when our relationship develops with Krishna, then what happens? Automatically love will develop. Because Krishna is so attractive that we cannot help but fall in love with Krishna. Krishna is attractive in all respects. He is the most powerful, he is the most beautiful, he is the most wealthy, he is the most learned, most wise, most famous. So that is Sri Chaitanya. And on top of everything, he is most renounced. So it's just a matter of becoming exposed to Krishna, then we are going to fall in love. And what is this Mahamantra? Mahamantra is Krishna himself. Jai Naam Shai Mantra. Jai Naam Shai Krishna Bhajanishya. The name Krishna and Krishna himself are not different. Same. The name Krishna is Krishna. So by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we get Krishna. physics. Then he chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna comes. And then we can see Krishna, then we can have an exchange with Krishna, then we can have a loving relationship with Krishna, we can have a loving exchange with Krishna. So that is the mercy of Krishna. He gave Krishna in the form of the Holy Spirit. Is there any difference between the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Krishna? Absolutely not. Krishna is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, this is such a good fortune, such inconceivable good fortune. Now we have to bhajan nishtha, we have to chant the holy name properly. That's all we need. Chant is all sincere. Chant without committing offenses. There are offenses to the holy name. And that is what actually separating our chanting and our connection to Krishna. If there is offense, then our chanting will not reveal Krishna. Or in simple words, we can say, our chanting will not establish a direct connection to Krishna. Something will obstruct it. What is that? The offenses. The offenses will obstruct our communication with Krishna. We are chanting, but Krishna will not hear it. Let's put it that way. Why? Because there are offenses. And these offenses, therefore, should be avoided. When we chant without offenses, that's the pure chanting. Shuddhana. That holy name, that pure chanting, will establish a direct link with Krishna. When you call out to Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, then Krishna will hear it. Oh, he is chanting. And Krishna will say, so what? What do you want? And when Krishna asks, what do you want? You can ask anything. But what are you going to ask? When Krishna says, what do you want? What should be our answer? Krishna, please give us service to your Lord. Krishna, please allow me to develop my loving relationship. That is the prayer. Chant the holy name and pray to Krishna for. Pray to Krishna, chant the holy name and pray to Krishna for Krishna. That's the only thing that we need. And what is Krishna praying? Compared to this Krishna praying, nothing can be. Nothing can be. Nothing will come anywhere near it. Like, you know, this bhakti, Krishna bhakti, is more precious than all the wealth of this world. And the essence of Krishna bhakti, the height of Krishna bhakti, the perfection of Krishna bhakti, is this same of it. You know the story, you know that incident? An arrangement was made to figure out how precious is Krishna Bhakti. And Krishna Bhakti is symbolized with one leaf of tulasi. So one leaf of tulasi was kept on one side of the balance, and on the other side, all the wealth was was accumulated. But still, which side was heavier? The tulasi, just one little tulasi leaf, was heavier than all the wealth of this world. The palla with all the wealth went up and Krishna Bhakti's palla remained down. So that is how precious Krishna is. All the wealth of this world does not come anywhere near to that. And the essence of that Krishna Bhakti is Krishna Prema. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us the Krishna Prema. Now it's up to us to chant the holy name without committing. So there are 10 offenses to the chanting of the holy name. Do all the candidates know those 10 offenses? How many of you know those offenses? Please raise your hand. Okay. Okay, so let's just go. This offenses. What's the first offense? Okay. Arthat, those devotees of the Lord who have dedicated themselves completely spreading the glory of the Lord all over the world, to blaspheme them, is the first offense. Satam. Blasphemy of the devotees. If we offend, or if we offend the devotees, then the Naam Prabhu will not be pleased. Krishna will not be pleased, and therefore Krishna will not reciprocate. First, the second offense. Bangladesh. Lord Dithya Namaka. Very good. So, Pratham Bhar Bhulega. Nanda. Okay. Third of it is you. Very good. Fourth of it. Vaidhi Shastra and Vaidhi Shastra Anugami Shastri. Fifth offense, Pastor Patrick. Do you know the fifth offense? Pancham Apadatya. Okay, very good. Sixth offense, right. Tradition. Interpretation. Seventh offense. Bhagwan ke naam ke paap karne ka adhar ka paap karne ka. So eighth offense. Ninth offense. Okay. Shraddhahin vyakti ko paap Bhagwan ke naam ka nahi hai sakta. How many of you have cell phone with you? Raise your hand. Now reach out to your cell phone and put it either in silent mode or put it in और स्वीकृता ठीक है. कौन कौन नहीं किया है? सबके फोन स्विच ऑफ है, नहीं तो साइलेंट मोड में है. किसका फोन साइलेंट मोड में नहीं है? ओके. ठीक है, आप साइलेंट कर रहे. Okay, say something. You must have complete faith in chanting the holy name and to maintain attachment even after hearing so many instructions. And it's also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. So, chant attentively. Bandhavani Sabodhan. Sabdhan se Sab aur Sa Abadhan. Abadhan ka matlab? Man lagar. एकदम बिल्कुल मन लगाकर नाम जपते हैं सा अवस्था नॉट इन अटेंट होली में अटेंटिवली. So these are the 10 offenses to the holy name of Jesus, chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So avoid these 10 offenses. Everybody very carefully memorize these 10 offenses. Dr. Patrick, you, how come you didn't, don't they recite the 10 offenses in the morning in the temple? In Radha Desh, we used to do that. I should do that. You don't remember? Oh, but you try to remember? And then what happens? Okay, so still try to remember. Okay? And mainly, don't commit offense. Do you offend the Vaishnava? Do you think it's good to offend a Vaishnava? No. Is Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma equal to Krishna? When your spiritual master gives you an instruction, will you follow them? Will you blaspheme the very Krishna Shiva? No. Do you think the glory of the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is imaginary? No. Will you give some interpretation to the holy name? Will you commit sinful activities on the strength of holy name? Will you commit sin while chanting holy name? Will you commit sinful activities? Okay. Do you think the glory of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is like some mundane karmakanda? Good activity, just good activity, pious activity, or spiritual activity? Okay, when you chant Hare Krishna, do you get some material benefit or spiritual benefit? Spiritual. Now Vedas are in the Karma Kanda giving some instruction for material benefit. So don't think that chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is equal to those Vedic Karma Kanda. Do you preach Krishna consciousness? Okay, don't preach to those people, those who do not have faith in Krishna. Right? Okay. And you're still maintaining material attachment? No. Don't maintain any material attachment now that you have come to Krishna consciousness. So these are the things. So guard yourself against his 10 offenses. So today also some devotees are getting second initiation. So those second initiation candidates will get Gayatri Diksha. So they will now get a chance to become a Brahmana. So now they can, after this initiation, they can serve the deities in the altar, they can cook for the deities, and they can train others also in it. To be a Brahmana means to have how many qualities a Brahmana should have? 9 qualities. Okay, what's the first one? Some of me? Internal control of? Internal control. Antarendra. Control of the mind. Mind. Dhamma means? Meaning? Controlling of the external senses. then third meaning profession, meaning austerity. A brahmana is very austere. That means in order to receive Krishna's mercy, brahmana is always very, very eager. And he can undergo any difficulty. That is called tapasya. Shaucham means cleanliness. The brahmana is very clean. So will you be clean or be dirty? Both outside and inside. Inside also is clean, pure. No injury. No duplicity, no pretension, no falsity. Very clean. What's the next quality?
Tolerance.
Shanti. Tolerance in Sanskrit is shanti. And then next one. Arjavam is honesty or simplicity. Honesty. And then what is the next quality? To me. Shantir Arjavam Evasya. Tarpar ki asa. Asa. Arjavam Arjavam hai kare ki asa. Kone gu? Na. Jnana. Jnana mane. Any spiritual. Next. Vijnana mane. Realize. Then astikam. Astikam, what's the meaning of the word astikam? Have faith in Krishna. That Krishna is God. You believe that Krishna is God. Are you an astik or are you a nastik? So either you are nastik or you are astik. So astik, nastik is who doesn't believe in God. And astik is who believes in Krishna. So these are the nine characteristics or qualities of Krishna. So will you cultivate this quality? Very good. Properly try to cultivate this quality. Samo damo tapo shaucham shantir arjavam evasya. Jnana vijnana astikam brahma dharma svabhava. By svabhava, by their own inherent characteristics, they will develop this quality. Okay, so now the first initiation candidate, they have their kantimala. Kappuri ji, Kantimala Kappuri Kodeshi. Tumi Kodeshi, Kodeshi. Kindly I have Kantimala. And the Brahmanas have Jagra Upopi. You have Jagra Upopi on your plate. So after the Jagra, we will give you the mantra. Okay, so now the candidates can come one after another and get their japamala and Okay, Sanjay, Sanjay.